Your content shouldn't just be an empty hope for a little SEO boost or created just so that you have an excuse to post on Instagram. It shouldn't be something you do out of obligation or guilt either. Your content should be the driving force behind everything that you do.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
For years and years, I blogged daily because honestly, I felt obligated to. But those posts, they weren't tied to a result or a purpose. Like, would you believe it if I told you that in the last 9 years, I haven't gone more than 3 days without publishing a post on my blog? I've never missed a week. I've always stuck to my schedule. In fact, when I was just starting out, I blogged Monday through Friday for years. And while it might be admirable or even a little shocking, looking back, those blogs weren't really doing much for me. In fact, they were sucking up my already precious time and not getting me anywhere closer to my goals. I'd share a new blog post once on Facebook and then move on to creating the next one. It wasn't until I started creating content with intention and a plan that I started to see real results. Results like upwards of 130,000 weekly blog views, 40,000 monthly clicks on pop-ups, thousands of email subscribers, hundreds of conversions each month. Now, these aren't vanity metrics. They are actual results akin to subscribers, sales, and students. The solution isn't creating more and more and more. It's not spending the majority of your time willing your creative juices to crank out just a few more sentences that hopefully, fingers crossed, make it in front of a potential client. The solution is tied to a simple purpose behind each piece of content that you push out. Results don't come from just a little call to action at the end of your blog post. They come from creating with intention, certainty, and confidence. And you can do that when you have a plan. Have you ever noticed that a lot of our guests on our show, the people that I interview, started their successful businesses with just a blog? Maybe you've thought to yourself, well, good for you. That worked back in 2011. But here's the thing. Trust me when I say this, blogging is anything but dead. In fact, it's very much alive and well. I mean, my results, they speak for themselves. I sometimes think that having a blog is sort of like today's version of having a chia pet when you were a kid. Stick with me. I mean, those things were so cool, but also they didn't really have a whole lot of purpose beyond their coolness. Like, you felt like you needed one, your friends all had one, and so obviously you had to get one. It was just the status quo. If you own a business or if you're a content creator, you likely have this portion of your website dedicated to hitting publish on new blog content. Maybe you're doing it anywhere from multiple times a week to a couple times a month, and maybe even less than that if you're being totally honest with yourself. And since we're being honest, let's all admit that most of the time, writing a blog is more of a chore than a good time to push through that cycle of brainstorming ideas, picking a topic, writing the content, finding the images, and hitting publish. And let's not even get started on the promo that comes after publishing that new post to try to get actual eyeballs on it. By the time you get to that point, you're probably exhausted. You just spent all of this time and energy on the creation aspect, and you're so over the topic that you just spent 2 hours typing away about that you likely toss up one Instagram story saying, hey, there's something new on the blog. And you figure if somebody really wants to find it, they'll find it. The end. You get to close the book on your blog task for the week until next week rolls around and you have to do the whole thing again. My goal is to help you take your blog from a cool but unnecessary and kind of in the way chia pet and help you turn it into an amazing community-driven center for all the things that your brand represents. Here's the truth about blogging and the number one thing that people get wrong. You should really only be spending about 10% of your time actually creating the content, and the other 90% should be spent promoting, sharing, and resharing it so that your posts don't just live and die with one Instagram story or Facebook post. So I want you to ask yourself honestly, are you creating just for the sake of publishing, or are you creating with a purpose? Or maybe you're in a whole nother camp where you're simply not creating anything when you know you should be, whether it's due to time restraint, lack of resources, or creative lulls. no matter where you fall, and want to help you work smarter, not harder, and to unlock the true power of creating content that can live on well beyond the day you publish it. If you're sick of being stuck on the hamster wheel of content creation that hardly gets seen, or if you're waiting for your cue to finally start sharing content in a way that matters, well, my friend, this episode is created for you. Let's walk through what you need to know about creating content that packs purpose and doesn't leave you feeling drained. And if you're listening to this episode, if you want more guided help, my tried and true methods for creating with intention, and finally, at last, locking down your brand's content strategy, you can find all of that inside of my brand new course, The Content Lab. It's open right now at teachmecontent.com. That's teachmecontent.com. Okay, on to today's episode. The secret behind my website design is Tonic. They've created a collection of customizable websites that are super stunning and wicked easy to update. Save 20% on your Tonic site at tonicsiteshop.com with the code GOLDDIGGER. That's TonicSiteShop.com and the code GOLDDIGGER. If you want to get more dream customers on your website and into your funnels, you'll want to dive into the new book from my dear friend, Russell Brunson, ASAP. Get a free copy of his book, Just Cover the Shipping, at jktrafficsecrets.com. That's jktrafficsecrets.com. Tell me if this has ever happened to you. So you're on your website, you're looking for something, and you end up landing on your own blog where you see you haven't published anything new in 6 weeks, or maybe it's 6 months. Like, how has it been so long? And you have no clue, but you frantically pour another cup of coffee and you pull up that dusty old Google Doc with the blog topic ideas that you threw in there a few months ago when you were feeling particularly inspired. Somehow you crank out 1,000 words on one of the topics in an impressive flash, if you do say so yourself, and you slap in one of your images and hit publish as quickly as you can. You hop onto Facebook and Instagram, you type a couple sentences letting your followers know that there is a new post on the blog with a quick synopsis about why they should click through to it, and scene. You can check blog posts off of your list for another week and hope that it doesn't sneak up on you again the next time that you need fresh content. Hello. This is what so many of you are doing, and it is breaking my heart. Now, listen, we all know that blog content has a power to do incredible things for our businesses. It can position us as experts in our fields. It can provide free value and education to our ideal clients and customers. It can boost our website SEO by infiltrating keywords and search terms in our content on a regular basis. Blogging for your business is a good thing. This we already know. But if you don't have a plan for your content to live on past the day you publish it, it's sort of like doing 10 pushups and then eating a half gallon of ice cream as a method for training for a half marathon. Like, that half marathon is gonna be rough if that's your game plan to prepare. Similarly, if you're doing all of this work on the back end to prep and plan blog content, hit post, and then just share it once, how are you really making your work and time worth it when you maybe get a handful of page views on a published day if you're lucky? We often think of blog content as this chronological journey. Like, it doesn't make sense to a lot of people to reshare something that you published even a year ago, even if it's still relevant today, because it's not the most current thing. Now, I'm not sure when or why that became the narrative, but I am here to say that it is time to leave that thought process in the dust. If you're creating intentional content with teachable value and insight, then it's likely content that is able to withstand the test of time and be referenced again and again. That's called evergreen, and it's the only way that I create these days. And here's the deal. If you're not creating content that could potentially be evergreen or have a longer shelf life than one day or 1 week, then I want to challenge you to reconsider how it is that you're creating your content. Everything you do in your business should move the needle forward, get you closer to that ultimate vision or your dream. How are you digging into the data? How do you know what people want? What are the results your content is driving for you? Now, when I researched this, I learned that most people publish and share about that post just once, maybe even twice, before creating something new and leaving that past work behind. If that's you, then we're going to talk about how to make a few shifts so that you're not working so hard on cranking out more and more content and instead utilizing what you have and planning new content with intention. I think that a problem with so much of blogging these days is that we enforce these self-imposed rules that honestly don't make a lot of sense when we break them down. Like, I have to publish a new post once a week, or my content needs to be timely and talk about current events and personal updates in order for it to make sense to post it. And while yes, there are certainly times that you'll want to share timely content, and yes, getting into a rhythm with a posting schedule is great for consistency, these shouldn't just be your hard and fast rules for creating content. In fact, I'd encourage you to loosen up your standards and ease up about your content creation process a bit, at least until you have a true solid plan in place for promoting your work and sharing that content that you already have created. There are a few mindset shifts that I think are necessary to be able to start approaching content creation in this way. So let's dive on in. The first shift that I want for you to think about is that it's not about creating more content. It's about creating it smart and strategically from the very beginning so that you can get the most traction with each and every single piece. Your blog post should be able to live on and remain relevant and helpful in 6 weeks, 6 months, heck, even 6 years, maybe with just a few design tweaks or updates along the way. We actually have it written in our Team JK blog standards. Yes, I have blog standards to write blog copy in a way that it is timeless. We don't mention things like last week on the blog, we said this, because we want to imagine each blog post as a standalone piece of content that is complete and fully approachable for someone who knows the brand or for someone who might be interacting with me and my brand for the very first time. While certain times require us to talk about current events, like giving businesses tangible advice on getting through coronavirus, for the most part, all of our content is written in a way so that it can be evergreen. It can live on and be referenced again and again for months and years to come. I want to produce helpful content that serves my audience and then mix in a few personal updates because, let's be honest, people love seeing the behind the scenes of all the action, and I can't blame you for wanting cute cocoa updates. So here's how I approach it. I approach it with an 80-20 idea. 80% of the content we share is serving, evergreen, and created with the intention with having a long time to produce results. And then the other 20% of the content is used as an online journal with personal updates to connect with my readers and followers and to share the personality behind all of the content. People who might not be interested in my business content might be curious about my favorite baby products. And so those posts serve as a means of expanding my reach, deepening my connection, and they selfishly force me to create that content that someday I'll look back on and I'll totally smile at. Like, memories are being preserved there. So let's get back to that whole work smarter, not harder idea. I find that most people are creating 90% of the time, and then they're spending that last 10% of that time promoting it. But I sincerely believe that we have to flip that. Rather than always having the big focus be on fresh, new content, ask yourself, how can I share what's already created? How could I repurpose it? How can I get fresh eyes on already existing solid content? It takes way less time to promote something. So if you can nail down this idea, you can save yourself time while driving way bigger results. If you're struggling to visualize what this could look like, it might be like a quick blog post rounding up 5 resources that are already on your blog. They already exist and they might be a little bit older, but it can bring new attention to them by sharing them in a way that's resourceful. It could also look like sharing old posts in new ways, whether that's pulling 5 corresponding blog posts into an email for your audience or referencing an old blog post in a social media post because it makes sense for your audience right now. Mindset shift number 2 is that you don't have to come up with the next best thing since sliced bread. Like, seriously, you don't. Leave that to the bakers and the bagel makers. Like, people are trying to constantly reinvent the wheel and create new fresh content for every single platform instead of figuring out how to create and repurpose one solid piece of content and have it span the platforms in order to get you maximum results. Would you believe me if I told you that I could teach you how to sit down and create one piece of long-form content? This could be a blog post, an email, a podcast script, a YouTube video outline, and then turn that one piece of content into 10 different promotional posts that could work across all of the platforms. Like, that's what we do over here. It's life-changing. Did you write a caption on Instagram that seemed to really resonate with your followers? Expand on that in a blog post. Do you notice certain topics perform better than others? Focus on those top performers and become an expert and a go-to source in that area. Did you write a blog post chock full of tangible takeaways and tips? Break that down into 7 separate social media posts and span them out over time so that you have easy captions already written and available without a ton of extra work. Let me explain a tiny bit on how this works. I wish I could share this entire system, but this episode would get way too long. So when we started to create outlines for my solo shows like this one, I realized that I was adding a lot of work to our plates. Let me just divert for 1 second and say that when you get 350 episodes deep into a podcast, you need to outline in order to stay on track, to deliver on the promise of the show, and to make sure you don't get mom brain midway through and start saying the same exact story that you said a week ago. Like, maybe you don't love the outline of outlines and scripts, but this mama, like, I require it in order to deliver you an epic show each and every single week. Okay, cool. We on the same page? So anyways, I realized that this switch meant that we'd be adding more work to our plates. And I didn't love that, but I started to develop a system. I created a way for us to create that outline in a way that we could repurpose that same outline to become the show notes on our blog. That same outline could also become our social media copy to be used for Facebook and Instagram and across the platforms. And so while it seemed like more work up front, it actually helped us develop a method to create intentionally on the front end so that we had all the puzzle pieces we needed on the back end. And I'd even argue that it ultimately ended up saving us time. I get it. There's this pressure when we're doing creative work to always have the newest, greatest, most original opinion or take on something. But the truth is, there isn't a whole lot in the creative world that's 100% original. There's this book, it's called Steal Like an Artist, that talks about how all the creative greats that we look up to, they merely took pieces of what they admired in other artists, squashed it up in their own way, figured out their own method or system, and regurgitated it. When you put your own spin on something because you do it in a way that only you could do it, it's unique. But that doesn't mean that you need to stress yourself out coming up with fresh content and the most captivating copy every single day. Like, I don't know a single person who wakes up bursting with inspiration for content every single day. When you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So don't just assume that you can create, create, create without a plan or a strategy. Use what's working. Use what you've already created that has performed well and repeat again and again. It doesn't have to be more complicated than that. Like, seriously. I've got a book recommendation for you. I'm so excited about this book for 100 reasons, but let me put this simply. If you want to get more people on your website and into your funnel, snag a free copy of Traffic Secrets by my friend Russell Brunson at jktrafficsecrets.com. Just cover shipping and the book and the knowledge are all yours. Now this book, it's incredible. And I'm not just saying that because there's an entire chapter inside of it inspired by me, I promise. If you want the strategies and methods that Russell has perfected for bringing more traffic to your platforms, get this book. I even give away some of my Instagram growth secrets in chapter number 10. So I want for you to get your hands on it. Get a free copy of this book. Just cover the shipping at jktrafficsecrets.com. Russell combined years of research plus his incredible traffic secrets to get more eyeballs and more dream customers onto your site and into your funnels. This book is free. Just cover the shipping if you head to my link, jktrafficsecrets.com. You don't need to be a coding expert to get a gorgeous, strategically designed website that converts for your business. You just need Tonic Site Shop, the secret behind my website design. Get 20% off at tonicsiteshop.com with the code GOLDDIGGER. Before Tonic, I didn't really know what an asset a great, unique website could be for my business. I didn't know that someone could leave my site feeling like they know me or that it could just take them from a casual observer to a raving fan within just a few minutes. If you're tired of being embarrassed by your website or you know it should be better, but you don't actually have the money to make it better, you've got to go check out Jen and Jeff from Tonic. They've created a collection of customizable websites that are super stunning and wicked easy to update. If you know your website isn't as good as it should be and you're riding the struggle bus trying to figure out how everyone else seems to have gorgeous websites, I have some advice. Buy a Tonic site. Save 20% off using the code GOLDDIGGER at tonicsiteshop.com. That's TonicSiteShop.com. Now, the final mindset shift that I want for you to consider is that we need to stop creating mindlessly and start creating thoughtfully. Anytime you put something out into the world, it should accomplish something bigger than just being a box that you check off on your to-do list. You need to make sure that every task that you're working on, every item on your to-do list can be tied to a tangible result, something that actually moves the needle forward towards your dreams. Ask yourself, What is the goal of each post? How will you measure and tie actual results to that piece of content beyond vanity metrics? Vanity metrics are things like likes and views and comments. Unless your mortgage company accepts payment in the form of views, then that's not a real result. Like, I want results like email list growth, sales, leads, or real connection. When you start to create with intention, it'll serve your business and drive actual results. Leads, sales, customers, fans, and so on, rather than just having a number of eyes that may or may not have consumed what you created. Tie every piece of content to a real measurable result. My business coach, Dean, he always asks me what the next step is for my audience. Like, we'll be on the phone, I'll tell him what I'm working on, what I'm creating, and he'll always say, okay, well, what's next? And what's after that? What's after that? He always wants me to have this bigger plan and to tie things back to results, specifically creation, because us creative folks, we love to create, but a lot of times we forget that everything we're creating in our business should lead to a result. Like, when someone lands on any piece of my content, it should be clear to them where to go next, because the content guides them there with calls to action and subtle cueing. Like, if you head to today's show notes on my blog for this post, which you can easily do, head to jennakutcherblog.com/content mindset. That's jennakutcherblog.com/content mindset. You'll see the recap of this episode, which is essentially this outline repurposed to match our blog standards. You'll likely also see an invite to check out my brand new program about this system called the Content Lab. You might even get a pop-up telling you to take advantage of some sort of offer to join my email list. Can you see how those next steps are laid out and how this one piece of content can drive actual results because of the strategy and the system behind it? Your content shouldn't just be an empty hope for a little SEO boost or created just so that you have an excuse to post on Instagram. It shouldn't be something you do out of obligation or guilt either. Your content should be the driving force behind everything that you do. It should be a way that you add value to your dream clients, a way that you attract traffic to your offers, and a means of making a bigger impact by sharing what you know, do, or love. Let each piece of content be a part of your story and a guiding post for your reader to find that next thing that your brand will help them find, solve, or figure out. Now, I know that content creation can feel like this never-ending cycle. We have this pressure to create fresh and new and interesting content all the time, but I have a feeling that if you dig into the things you've already created and you've worked so hard on, you'll be able to spin it without a ton of effort into new resources and opportunities to get value into the hands of your readers and followers. Not only that, but when you begin to create from a place of intention and strategy and purpose, your audience is going to feel the authenticity behind it. They'll be guided to the next step in your brand's journey because you've crafted content that leads them to that next step and the next one and the one after that and the one after that with clarity. You'll begin to see the real tangible results possible from creating content with a plan, not out of a frenzied obligation. That, my friends, is the magic and the beauty of content creation, and it doesn't have to feel like a roller coaster to get high quality content into the hands of your people, at least not anymore. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals, and I sincerely hope that this episode was a breath of fresh air when it comes to creating content and leaving your mark on this world. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.